I had just come out of the hospital after delivering two premature children. They were 12 weeks early. My daughter had just come home from the hospital, and after a couple days, it seemed as if she was coming down with a cold. But the pediatrician's office, she checked out fine. At that point, I was relieved. I put back her apnea monitor, which is basically a strap that goes around a child's chest to make sure that they are breathing. Right next to the pediatrician's office, about 500 yards, is a Chick-fil-A restaurant. So as I was going through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, Brianna's apnea monitor sounded. I immediately threw my car into park, yelled to someone to call 911, and I began to unstrap my daughter from her car seat. She was only about maybe 3.5 pounds at this time. She was very small, and by the time I got her out of the car seat, she was basically limp. Brian, do you want to tell a little bit of how you were
to be there? I work from home. And that day I decided that I was craving a hamburger. For some reason I still don't know, I went for Chick-fil-A. And I was just wrapping up my lunch when somebody asked if there was a doctor or a nurse in the restaurant. I am not a nurse or a doctor, but I am trained with CPR and first aid, emergency first aid of all kinds. And no one responded, so I got up and volunteered to go outside, and I was quite frankly expecting that somebody had twisted their ankle in the parking lot, and I was quite surprised when I got out there and found that it was an infant.
Truly, she was blue when Brian stepped in. And I don't even remember handing you the baby. I probably just thrusted her at you.
I checked for pulse, no pulse, obviously not breathing. I remember saying to myself, Brian, you can't do any more harm. This baby's already gone. The best you can do is help. So I just did what I was trained to do, and it all fell into place. Because she was still tethered with the apnea monitor, I had to lay her on the seat to deliver breaths and then pick her up on my arm to deliver the compressions. And I kept picking her up and putting her down as each cycle went along. And I remember at one point I stopped, and her eyelids fluttered, and then her lips quivered, and then she started to breathe. So I picked her up and held her, and the fire truck and the police arrived, and then the ambulance. And so I handed Brianna off, just packed up.
Yeah.
I had to get back to work that day.
And that is how I encountered Brian.
I've still maintained my certification in CPR because you never know when or who you're going to have to use it on.
I always call him Brianna's guardian angel, but I think he's mine as well because he was in the right place at the right time, craving a burger, even though he was at a chicken place, and we are so thankful for it.